Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Day on Friday, last day for Pat Sajak hosting Wheel of Fortune on Friday, kind of a big moment in the history of our culture and what mattered to a lot of people for 41 years. That's so crazy. And, you know, he's joking around at one point having to make, extra time at the end so he can say his farewell speech. And he's like, all right, we're going to spin the wheel. I'm going to give you $1,000 more than whatever it is just to add to your total. And then it comes up not high enough. And
what? It's not my money. Let's give them all $5,000.
I don't care. $1,500 is not enough.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You know, little Jimmy's surgery can wait.
So, on your last day, you can say anything you want, right? So, his end statement for the entire series of his run of it anyway.
Well, the time has come to say goodbye. I have a few thanks and acknowledgments before I go. And I want to start with all of you watching out there. It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year, decade after decade. And I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. No social issues, no politics, nothing embarrassing, I hope. Just a game.
What a great goal, right?
But gradually it became more than that. A place where kids learned their letters, where people from other countries honed their English skills, where families came together along with friends and neighbors and entire generations. What an honor to have played even a small part in all that. Thank you for allowing me into your lives.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a great moment, of course, and he says he's going to miss the contestants, he's going to miss the staff, and he likes being able to work with his daughter who's there.
The best part of the last couple of years has been the chance to work with my daughter, Maggie, to watch her grow in her role and as a person. She interviewed me recently, and I talked about my life and the show. I hope you've seen some of it online. I really enjoyed doing it. I have to admit, it's a little weird to be interviewed by your own daughter, but she did a great job. Maggie is liked around here because she's talented and smart and funny, but she's loved around here because she's kind and caring and humble. Leslie and I are blessed to have two such wonderful kids. There's Maggie, of course, and her fabulous brother, Patrick, and his new family. As for Leslie, she's been my wife and life partner for 35 years. I love her for who she is and what we are as a team.
That means that he's been with Vanna longer than he's been with Leslie. I mean, you know, right? I mean, as a on-air personality, right? And the deep friendship, obviously, that they have. Also, I hadn't known the answer to this, so I was kind of curious to find out.
Finally, to my professional other half, dear Vanna, like me, she takes the show very seriously, but not herself. I shudder to think what these 40-plus years might have been like had they brought someone in all full of themselves playing the prima donna role. Vanna is as sweet and unassuming as she seems. We've seen a lot of changes in each other's lives over the years, but we've always been there for each other. I want to thank her for her lovely goodbye on yesterday's show, and while I'll very much miss working with her, I take solace in the fact that we live about 5 miles apart, so we'll see plenty of each other. But I will miss our nightly closes and her laughter and her good nature. She's a very special woman. And I know you're all pleased to know that she'll be back next season.
Yeah, and that is the plan, by the way, that she'll be back with. Ryan Seacrest is going to be the, you know, oh, we've got a hosting gig. Let's put Ryan Seacrest into it. Because who else would we put into these things? So he's going to be doing it for however long. I thought it was a little bit of a funny final comment that Pat Sajak made. He's like, but I'm not done yet. You'll still see me.
And by the way, you'll still see plenty of me for the next few months. That's right. Summer reruns. So the jokes will be the same, but I'd appreciate it if you'd laugh again.
The
anyway.
Jokes will be the same.
It's nice. That's it. Thank you all so very much, and goodbye.
Would you watch reruns of Wheel of Fortune?
I already knew the answers.
Yeah, I mean, like, you get one letter. The cat's out of the bag.
But then it'd make you look smart to somebody that's... That'd make you look good.
What's the old joke about the... It's a blonde joke, but it's the guy in the bar with the woman watching the 10 o'clock
right.
news, and the guy's going to jump, and, you know, he bets her because he saw it before. He's like, I bet he will. She says, I bet he won't, and he jumps, and she's and like... And he's like... I gotta confess, I saw the 6 o'clock news and I knew what was gonna happen. She's like, I did too, but I thought he'd make a different choice. Like,
you know, like,
I know, like the Wheel of Fortune. You know, I'm watching reruns of Wheel for what reason exactly? So confusing. So here's the thing. So that was Pat's send off on Friday. I think Vanna unintentionally upstaged him, unintentionally, because her send off to him on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Way better. I'll play that for you in just a second. We got traffic on the fives right now with John.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Still seeing some delays just south of Tahar. No accidents. Let you know about heading into downtown Pensacola. Highway 90 is looking good. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, you've got a good quality import that you paid good money to get it because they're a little bit more expensive because they're very nice cars. And you might think, well, I've got to take it to the dealership because they're the only ones who really know those cars. That's not true. First of all, by federal law, you're actually protected to go anywhere. You don't have to go to the dealership. Second, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on these cars all the time. No problem. And, you know, you're going to save money. You're going to save time, inconvenience, especially if it's at a distance, right? Some of these places are quite a ways away across one body of water or another. So instead of going to Destin for servicing your Porsche, you know, take it to Bobby Likas. They work on those cars all the time. No problem. Domestic cars, of course. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, der. CarClinicService.com is the website. So it's the idea of like a healthcare clinic for your car where you see them a little bit more routinely to avoid the big unexpected thing that's, you know, very inconvenient and very expensive. That's why they call it preventative maintenance. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Back to the comments by Vanna White on Thursday, which, again, I think this was far more moving to me anyway, as, you know, I don't watch Wheel of Fortune, but I have watched it thousands of times, probably, over the course of my life. I mean, God, you know, the 8,000 episodes, how many have you seen? You know what I mean? Anyway, so Vanna, this was her send-off to Pat on Thursday.
I can't believe that tomorrow is our last show together. I don't know how to put into words what these past 41 years have meant to me, but I'm going to try. 8,000 episodes went by like that. When I first started, I was so green. You made me so comfortable and made me so confident, Pat. You made me who I am. You really did. As the years have gone by, we've grown up on television, but we've also shared so much more behind the scenes. And as much fun as we had on camera, those memories, milestones, and life events we shared with our families outside the studio are my favorite. We've watched our children grow up together. We've traveled all over the world. We've eaten hundreds of meals together. We've laughed. We've cried. We've celebrated. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had. And I've enjoyed every minute of it with you.
Oh, dang. It's really good, you know? Like, it's... and I'd heard it 3 times already, and I'm listening to it again, and I'm like...
As this chapter of our lives is coming to an end, I know you'll still be close by. You're like a brother to me, and I consider you a true lifelong friend who I will always adore. I love you, Pat.
Oh, my. Did you hear that?
I know. Oh, my. And I don't know if Pat's just not good at public emotion. Or...
Well, I was saving this for her, but I... Here you go. That was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you almost lost me a day early because when you're not expecting confetti, it's very frightening. But I survived that. That's very sweet. Thank you. And I will have my say tomorrow.
He did. And I had a very nice hug moment all the same. You know, so
Aww.
It was sweet. It was really, really sweet. By the way, interesting side note, at least to me, you know, because that's how my brain works. I was curious if he's the longest running, and he is longest running host of a game show at 41 years. You want to take a stab at who was second?
Bob Barker.
Third.
Third?
35 years at Price is Right.
Wow.
Who's second? It'll be obvious as soon as I say it.
Chuck Woolery.
No, no, not even close. Alex Trebek.
Oh.
At Jeopardy, 37
you're
years.
Right.
Interestingly, then if you, the numbers drop way down. Monty Hall for Let's Make a Deal was 22 years. Gene Rayburn at Match Game was 20 years. Now, here's one that's going to mess you up. Okay, so Bob Barker's at 35 years. How long has Drew Carey been doing The Price is Right?
10.
16. He's already halfway.
Time is flying by.
Right. And then Peter Marshall, Hollywood Squares, 15 years. Wayne Brady on Let's Make a Deal has 14 years. So, you know, Monty Hall at 22. Wayne Brady's almost to his point, and he's young enough that he could start to challenge some of these records if that show stays on the air. Dick Clark with the 10,000 and then inflation, $100,000 pyramid. and no, Biden wasn't president yet. 14 years. And then here's the one that caught me the most off guard, okay? Who's got more years hosting Family Feud, Steve Harvey or Richard Dawson?
Richard Dawson.
10 years for Richard Dawson. Steve Harvey, 13 years.
Oh.
Isn't
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess I just watched the Dawson episodes more because he was a player.
He was iconic, right? And Steve, no, but Steve Harvey has 3 more years doing Family Feud than Richard Dawson does.
Wow.
And here's the extra, like, this is the extra John and Andrew will feel super old moment. I was telling my wife, I was saying last night, I said, did you know this, that Steve Harvey's 13 years and Richard Dawson's 10 years? And she literally, so my wife is 5 years younger than I am. My wife says, who's Richard Dawson?
No way. No way.
No, it's one thing when my wife doesn't know, like, Depeche Mode. But you don't know who Richard Dawson is?
Hey, he was a player. He was a player during his 10 years.
Still married to her, very happily. 622 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride.
Good morning, 625 here on News Radio Pensacola. Somebody texted in and said, Andrew, but would you have stayed married to her if you just said it was on Hogan's Heroes? And she said, what's that? Which, of course, Richard Dawson was on Hogan's Heroes before he was a star of the Family Feud. Oh, also, just one last real quick note, because I just failed to mention it before. We were talking about longest-serving talk show hosts. Pat Sajak was number one at 41 years. Alex Trebek at 37 years for Jeopardy. And then Bob Barker at The Price is Right for 35 years, which I was on. Let's not talk about that. Most episodes ever was not Pat Sajak. More than 8,000. I couldn't find a number. I thought this was weird. I went looking for numbers. I couldn't find numbers. What I found was Pat Sajak is over 8,000. Alex Trebek actually has more Jeopardy episodes at 8,200. Don't ask me why. I don't know the answer to this. I tried to find. Let's see. We got John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Traffic is still flowing smoothly right now. I-10, I-110, no accidents to let you know about. Seeing, again, those slowdowns right around Tejar going south to downtown Pensacola. That's a look at your Traffic on the Fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you want to make sure that you get the best price, you know, whichever way that is, right? If you're selling, you want to get it high. If you're, you know, buying, you want to get it low, right? So you want somebody who's going to advocate on your behalf, who's going to know the market, who's going to understand the situation. And especially if you're, you know, selling, is going to stage it right, photograph it the best. Because, I mean, the photos make a big difference for who's interested and what they think of the property when they come to see it. And you want them to be excited and to get more people to the open house so that you have a better chance of getting multiple contracts or offers at or above list price. I mean, these are all the things that go into making a great home sale, and especially if you want one that happens quickly, because, you know, waiting around and hoping it sells is not the ideal. But getting it sold pretty quickly for a good price, that is the goal. 175 homes sold last year by Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty because they really understand this process. They have a formula. They follow it, and it works. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump will reportedly be taking part in a virtual interview with a New York probation officer from Mar-a-Lago today. This comes after his conviction on several counts of falsifying business records. Trump is said to be sentenced July 11th. Also, Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial picking back up today in Delaware. No official word yet, but it's possible that Hunter could take the stand and testify today. And Andrew, you know, we know the U.S. Supreme Court has a lot of high-profile decisions that'll be coming soon. But here's another lawsuit you may want to be watching. A federal judge in New York will be ruling on a class action lawsuit that says consumers are being duped by Cold Stone Creamery and their pistachio ice cream. Apparently, the ice cream doesn't contain any actual pistachio, only pistachio flavoring. That's led to this lawsuit. Attorneys representing Cold Stone say the case has no merit because the ice cream's ingredients have long been published online. But this is a case definitely to be watching.
I can't believe it's not pistachio. Now, if you could either have actual pistachios in the ice cream or a better flavor like pistachio, what would you prefer? I mean, make it taste good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
for
get,
sure.
I mean, I don't, you know, Spumoni is fine, but if the Ben & Jerry's pistachio flavored ice cream tastes better than Spumoni with real pistachios, then okay. I mean, I don't, who cares? But, you know, as has been said many times, people in America think they're going to get rich by two mechanisms. They're going to win the lottery or they're going to win a lawsuit.
Yep.
Which is horrible to realize that that's so true for many people. So, David, thanks for ruining our heyday.
What is the thing you always say
about me? I always know how to make it worse.
Andrew ruins everything.
I do.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah.
David, thanks so much. 629 here on News Radio 92.3. Okay. I'm sorry in advance. Uh-oh. It's in the news. There is now, okay, I don't even know how to approach this story. This is an unsavory topic, but it is theoretically a medical procedure. So people are having, God, I'm so sorry. They're having fecal matter transplants.
Dude, what?
Kidding you.
Do what?
Fecal microbiota transplants, which is where you take somebody who's got a healthy digestive system and you buy their stuff and then it gets put in yours in order to get their biome. I'm not kidding. This is a real thing. And oh now, boy. And and now, there's apparently a black market.
Can't make this up.
I'm just reading the news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The defense case resumes this morning at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware. It's expected to be announced today whether the president's son will take the stand in his own defense.
Hunter Biden has been charged with making false statements in the purchase of a firearm in 2018 and possessing a firearm while using or being addicted to illegal drugs. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty. If Hunter does not take the stand to testify, the jury could begin deliberations as soon as this afternoon. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
Former President Trump is sitting for a virtual interview with a probation officer in New York today.
This is prior to his July 11th sentencing date following his conviction for falsifying business records in the so-called hush money case. The purpose of the interview is to prepare a report for the judge, which can be used to determine proper punishment.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, the sentence, whatever it is, could be put on hold pending appeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is 78 degrees right now. Looks like a gorgeous morning here across the area. Dozens of arrests made nearby in Mobile County, Alabama, after the sheriff's office there busted an alleged dogfighting ring. This happened when Mobile County deputies served a search warrant at a home in Axis, Alabama. Detectives say they located a criminal dogfighting ring at the home. They arrested 23 suspects. They also seized drugs and firearms. Animal Control said they removed 20 dogs from that property. Officials believe as many as 29 people may ultimately face charges in both dogfighting and marijuana trafficking. They say 15 pounds of marijuana also found at that property. Well, officials are closely monitoring the water in Walton County after shark attacks last Friday. Three victims were taken to hospitals after those incidents. One woman lost a hand. A teenager suffered some flesh wounds. Walton County beach officials say shark attacks are very rare. The last attack in Walton County had been almost 19 years ago. After the incidents last Friday, officials say they did an aerial search and there was a notable presence of sharks, especially bull sharks, off of the coast there in Walton County. There were no shark-related incidents reported in either Santa Rosa or Escambia counties over the weekend. Milton Mann has died after an ATV accident that happened on Wallace Lake Road and Big Sky Drive on Friday night. FHP says the ATV was riding on Wallace Lake Road when it went off the road, then hit a tree. The rider was thrown from the ATV in that crash. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. FHP is still investigating that incident. And officials in Santa Rosa County investigating a shooting in the Garcon Point area. Deputies were called to Adrian Way, the 1000 block, last night at about 8:15 last night. They say a murder-suicide had taken place. Victims were located at the scene and taken to a local hospital for treatment. Right now, there's no word on the number of victims or their current conditions. Officials do say that area is safe, and they say there is no threat to the public right now. And GOP strategist Matt Wolking says that if Marco Rubio were to be Donald Trump's VP pick, it could be bad news for President Biden. Wolking worked on Trump's 2020 campaign. He says Rubio is excellent on TV and effectively knows how to blast failed policies. Wolking also tells the New York Post that Rubio would strengthen Trump's standing with Latino voters. It is 6:34 News Radio Pensacola, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing on the roads?
Well, it's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. The roads are looking good right now. Still no accidents to report. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. East Milton, a little slow down there. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thank you very much, John.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful start to your day with some showers and thunderstorms moving in by the afternoon. 40% chance of rain today with a high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Just a 10% chance of rain on that Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, high near 90. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we have 78 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. An Associated Press analysis found that the number of zombies, or companies with severe debt that they are on the brink of survival, has soared to nearly 7,000 publicly traded companies around the world, with 2,000 being in the U.S. alone. The culprits are not hard to spot. Stubborn inflation and high interest rates have pushed borrowing costs to decade highs. Diesel prices in Malaysia jumped by more than 50% today as part of a revamp of decades-old fuel subsidies to tighten government spending and save billions of ringgits annually. The restructuring eliminates blanket energy subsidies and redirects them to the needy. The move is part of an economic reform pledged by Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, whose government says they're needed to build a more sustainable economy and plug losses from smuggling cheap oil to neighboring countries. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 87, the NASDAQ down 39. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Come on in.
Anything to be added to the agenda, Madam Counsel?
Nothing further to be added. We did distribute into the agenda a letter of withdrawal from one of the OLF 8 proposers earlier today.
So this is kind of interesting. The way the meeting began on Thursday for the Escambia County Commission talking about the OLF 8 deal is just Allison Rogers, who is the attorney for the county, wanted to announce that actually a group had withdrawn from the proposal. And this was the Cliff Moe and Ryan Shavers group that had wanted to buy it for a pretty hefty price tag. And they just said they're out. And the only reason that's interesting is because not just somebody pulling out, there's been lots of firms that have pulled out of offering on OLF 8, the giant former helicopter landing area, training area for the Navy that became Escambia County property over to the west of Navy Federal on Nine Mile Road. The only reason that's interesting to some people is that Chavers has a good connection with Stephen Berry, Commissioner for District 5, and he's had to recuse himself many times on the subject of anything involving them because he has a, you know, private. He's a financial planner, so I'm assuming he does financial planning for Ryan Shavers. So that deal is no longer on the table. So the question is, what deal would they be going on? Because they've had another offer come forward. So it's, again, kind of juggling multiple offers. Fred Hemmer. Fred is the current Buelltown Square, the one that's kind of like the most prominent one they've been working on for several months.
Hi, Fred Hemmer, 207 East in Tendencia. As you know, we've been negotiating for the purchase of OLF 8 for, I think it's about 8 months now. We've gone back and forth and back and forth. We've listened to your request, changes. We've changed our proposals, changed our contracts. And I'm aware of the other offer that's come in here for all of the property. I know that we once made an offer for all the property. We're told that you wanted the 250 acres, so we provided that contract in that form. Now, if you're really going to entertain a contract different than that, then I request the courtesy of knowing that so that we can modify ours.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to buy the whole thing and then got told that some of the property, a significant chunk of it, is going to remain behind in county hands, and the reason it's to remain behind is because of the Live Local Act and the fear presented that if they sell the whole property, even with the zoning that it has or with the improved zoning that it's supposed to have, the fixed zoning that they're going to make of it, that it can just be turned into high-density residential and they don't have to actually build the jobs on there. And so they're kind of, the idea was to hold back a slice of the property specifically for job creation. Well, now another offer comes in, it says for the whole property, and they get excited about the top-line dollar amount. And Fred Hemmer's like, well, we'll buy the whole thing from you. You know, we've been working with you for eight months on this, and, you know, if you're going to offer the whole thing, we'll definitely buy the whole thing. Jeff Bergosh.
I know the people. I know, you know, the other players, I think they would do a great job. But I just think what we have to do is we have to identify what's for sale. And I think we've been all over the place. I'm just, me included. I mean, we held back the 250. Obviously, we've got a very exciting prospect.
The 250 is the acres they're wanting to hold back for job creation.
A very exciting prospect. I'm very excited about it if we can get it right. But that's going to change the offer that's on the table from the group out of Montgomery. And obviously, I think Fred and Will, you know, Fred's group would want the opportunity to participate as well.
So you kind of have a weird dynamic happening on the board. The primary discussion seems to be between Stephen Berry, District 5, who, depending on who you ask, okay, some people have the perception that he's kind of the one running everything in general in the county, and that particularly Jeff and Lumen may kind of do his bidding, you know, whatever he wants to do, they go along with him. Jeff Bergosh, meanwhile, has been the primary point of, you know, reference for the OLF 8 deal because it's in his district. It's right across from his house in Beulah. And, he's made this kind of the center point of a lot of things. And he's always the one to run through the history of how we got here and all this stuff. And I'm not sure if he and Stephen disagree or if, you know, he's chafing at the idea of Stephen kind of seeming to run the show, or he's just concerned about it's an election year and he wants to make sure to get as much win on this topic before the primary hits as he can. I'm not really sure, you know, what, but it's just kind of a weird dynamic because they typically tend to agree about almost everything. And now all of a sudden they're kind of, there's a little bit of tension, I think, between the two of them over this subject of, well, who's going to be offered the deal? I mean, we're working with Fred Hemmer all this time. We're going to now open it up to somebody else. We're going to open it up for the whole property. Where are we at? We've kind of, you know, shifting terrain here.
We have a lot of interest right now in to identify what we would be most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that it's still that, you know, approximately 290 on the south half. That's what, you know, and
Well, and I'm with you there, Steve. We've got the 25 acres that they want for this, for Project Dynamo. Yeah. There's another group right behind them, as you know, right behind them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got 131 net acres up there out of the 250, 131 net buildable, something like that, after you take out storm detention roads. That's going to quickly get sold. There is a market for it. So, I mean, is it fair for us to even countenance these ideas of the whole? I mean, we told Fred very quickly we're not going to do it. I mean, I think, you know, sending them off with nebulous guidance doesn't help anyone.
Nebulous guidance. That's a little bit of shade on, you know, kind of what Stephen Berry has been saying, which is, well, we are willing to entertain these bigger offers or whatever. So Jeff seems to be representing the view of, you know, we're going to hold true to the master plan, and Fred Hemmer's been working with us the longest on this, and we need to follow through on being consistent with what we're offering. We can't just suddenly say, oh, a whole other deal is available. Also, and I almost hate to mention it, but he keeps bringing up the stupid tennis court. He just can't stop. He keeps. So Navy Federal built this beautiful park. It really is a beautiful park, and they've got pickleball courts, and they didn't build a tennis court. Jeff Bergosh, who is an avid tennis player and lives across the street, and has many times said that he wants to have a restaurant for a steak and a glass of wine, and now, for, if you want to call it just benevolence of the community reasons or because he personally plays tennis and he'd like to have tennis courts across the street and having to go all over creation in order to play tennis, you read it how you will. I think it's weird that he keeps fixating on this tennis court.
I think we do have an opportunity. We got a great opportunity. Look at that park that this board negotiated. This board negotiated to have Navy Federal build that and open it to the public. Now that's one of the finest regional parks, probably in the panhandle. It's amazing. When we add tennis courts, it'll be even better. And hopefully we can work that out with whoever buys it.
So the secret lever to scratch my back is we get a tennis court, right? That's the way we get this. It's so odd to me. Also, because, you know, if you go around town, if you go anywhere and you look, what do you see? Tennis courts are empty, pickleball courts are full. Right? Everywhere you see it. So, of course, Navy Federal built pickleball courts because that's what people want. But Commissioner Bergosh is just convinced that you got to have a tennis court on this property. And he's already got Fred Hemmer to kind of agree to that. The question is, will he be able to get everybody else to agree about it? Anyway, so they had this whole conversation. The takeaway is no real decision other than, well, let's just keep talking and talking to as many people as we can. Now, one thing, there was actually a very good conversation between Jeff and Allison Rogers, and the question was, can they sell the property and still make sure that the right end result of job creation happens on the parts that they sell? I'll play that for you in just a second because it's a little bit long, but I want you to hear it because that's been one of the real big questions is, does the Live Local Act screw everything up in case the developer who buys it then just wants to put multifamily housing on there, high-density housing on there? We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickett, I'm going to one time. So we had, after Candy, we had Jake, and then we had right. Jimmy, and now we got John. There's absolutely going to come a time where I'm like, it starts with a J. I just don't know.
Just you. Just point
I can't get my kids' names straight when I'm angry at them. I start yelling all the different names, you know? And so if I call you something else, John, I'm sorry.
I'm just going to roll with it.
Good enough.
Traffic is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Still seeing some backups as you enter into downtown Pensacola. Also, East Milton experiencing some slowdowns. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Thanks so much, Sean. Oh, somebody texts in and says the line from Jeff Bergosh about, I know there's people doing good work. And, you know, is he making it seem like he's opposed and that he's protecting the one offer on the table right now with Fred Hemmer, but he's really just kabuki dancing this to try to look good in order to, I don't know, man.
Kabuki dancing?
Yeah, like putting up a show.
Oh, okay.
In order to make it seem like it's one thing when in reality it's all just facade. It's gotcha. All just artifice. You know, when I first moved here 10 years ago, everybody told me, God, this Gambia politics is weird. It's corrupt. It's shady. It's hard to figure out. It's a mess. And I'm like, sure it is. Sure. Oh, my God. So the problem is that even when things are really on the up and up, you're never quite sure, is it? You know, or isn't it? Or what's really going on? And, boy, it's hard to figure out for sure. And, you know, you want to give people as much grace and credit as you possibly can for it just being fairly straightforward. And then you're like, then again. Oh, man. I don't know. It's watch and track, right? And, you know, there's an election coming real soon. Anyway, like I said, there was a conversation between Commissioner Bragosch and Allison Rogers, the county attorney, about this issue of if you sell the whole property, can you still develop it as jobs, or can you still guarantee that it's going to be developed for jobs, or can they just turn around under the Live Local Act and say, screw you, we're putting apartments in here? Well, that was the question.
Allison, I want to ask your opinion about this. if we were to entertain the $36 million offer from the group out of Montgomery, is there any way legally that we could prevent them from, you know, doing what the Live Local Act codifies in statute, which is allowing them to sidestep our development review process and just build high-density residential without having to go through our zoning process? Is there anything we could do to protect us from that?
In my opinion, yes. And we talked about this during the D.R. Horton discussion.
The deed restriction, but I thought that you said the deed restriction would not trump the state statute.
No, we're in a unique situation with regards to this property because we actually are the fee simple owners of this property, which is much different than the normal situation.
But if we sell it, we're no longer the fee simple owners.
Correct. But what we talked about doing during the D.R. Horton discussions, which is still what I would recommend if the board still has concerns about the Live Local Act, is that we could record deed restrictions. And in this case, what we were talking about doing last year was recording the master plan as a deed restriction against the entire property.
Yeah, but we're undoing that. Remember the discussion last meeting? We're undoing that.
Well, we're going to have something in place, and so we can record something as a deed restriction prior to closing on the property if the board still has concerns about the
Live Local Act. I mean, we can do deed restriction on a parcel, on a specific parcel, regardless of having a master plan. We could deed restrict a specific parcel that's being surveyed out to be transferred to somebody in fee simple ownership. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could put a deed restriction on that single parcel,
or
hypothetically, right?
Assuming that we have it surveyed that way,
yeah.
Of course,
okay.
While we're still the fee simple owner.
Yeah, so we have a lot of control.
So an amended master
we'll
plan
that.
Or some other deed restriction.
And we'll maintain that control until we're comfortable with what the outcome could be. Because, yeah, I agree with you, Joe.
I feel uncomfortable. And I don't know whether they're just stringing Fred Hemmer along until they can find somebody else that they like better or that, I don't know. But it sounds like they're looking for a way, you know, even though he says, I don't want to sell the whole property, Jeff Bragosch says that maybe that is what they're looking at. Or maybe the 25 acres to the Project Dynamo and some other project that might come along. It's a lot to figure out. It just is. I'm sorry. I wish I could give you better answers, but I don't have them. If I have them, I'll give them to you. 437-1620. Oh, if you're heading to the airport this morning, long lines at the TSA, like down around the corner, like a Creedence song. I got a photograph sent in from somebody who showed me like people queuing up on the upstairs hallway on the wall overlooking the ticket area that's totally backed up this morning. So allow a little bit extra time if you're heading to the airport this morning because it's not going to go quickly, I would not think. Hey, if you've got pests, you know, you got termites, you got, you got mosquitoes, you got fire ants, you got fleas and ticks, and, you know, whatever's pestering you. Pestering you. Anyway, I didn't do it on purpose. That's a good one, though. I'll write it down for later. Whatever's pestering you, NSEC, they can come and take care of it. They'll come out and look at what's going on. They'll take photos. They'll tell you what they'll do to treat, and if you agree, then they'll treat, and then they'll take photos, and they'll show you the results. You'll have all of that as a documentary record. Fire ants takes just one treatment. It lasts a whole year, guaranteed. Mosquitoes, they'll figure out what kind, where they're breeding, treat all of the areas, and make sure that they don't bother you anymore. Annual pest control customers, $50 off. Fire ant contracts, $25 off. There are exclusions and details. Make sure to read the contract. Estimates are always free. Find out what they can do for you and what would be involved in a treatment plan at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage. To love me like I love on you. Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket and lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Well, this isn't so bad. I thought it'd be a lot worse than this. They'll be able to buff this out no problem.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Seeing no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Even the three-mile bridge has no delays. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Very good. Did you watch any of the there's lots of sports going on right now, but it's not baseball is on, but, you know, it's not football, so it's like, there's ice hockey going on, of course. We got the basketball, NBA championships are going on, the finals, excuse me. And then I didn't watch either of those. I had seen the outcome of the Celtics games twice, so I didn't watch that one. But the French Open was, the women's side was actually kind of interesting, and then it really wasn't. But the men's side, the final with Alcaraz and Zverev was very interesting because, so they had a bunch of breaks early on, and they each got a first set. And then Alcaraz had Zverev down 5-3 in the third set, and he came all the way back to win that one 7-5. But then it was 6-1, and then it was the last set. So Alcaraz, you know, it was a tie, so 2-2, okay. But he was way ahead at 5-2, sorry. And that was it. That was it. Carlos Alcaraz wins, first youngest to win on all three surfaces, hard court, clay court, and grass. Did it a year younger even than Rafa Nadal did it. So very fun to watch. I like him, and he doesn't bounce the ball 73,000 times like Zverev does. I get annoyed at people who do that. I know Djokovic does it. I don't like it. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Baltimore Shipping Channel is set to reopen today after the 50,000 tons of debris went into the channel during that bridge collapse last March. The 700-foot-wide shipping lane was expected to reopen over the weekend, but the Coast Guard said the channel still needed more dredging so ships could get through safely. Bulls great Chet Walker passed away over the weekend. The Hall of Fame player was 84. He played for the Bulls from 1969 until 1975, was a 7-time NBA All-Star, and also an inaugural member of the Bulls Ring of Honor.
All right, very good. David, thanks so much for the update. Gen Z is not getting tattoos. They're not getting tattoos.
Why?
Too expensive. They have too much debt. So the best way to prevent them from getting tattoos is to not forgive student debt. Apparently. Also, it seems to be mostly male tattoo artists that aren't getting the business now.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Officials in Santa Rosa County are investigating a murder-suicide. We'll tell you more about it.